It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And speaking of right here, we've got Aaron Hall right here from WCHL to help us out with Chatham County Roundup today. Aaron, how are you?
I'm well, Aaron. How are you? I have a little cough, so I'm going to try not to cough. But I am well. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. It's a very, very busy week, and it's kind of a whirlwind. But
well, yeah, I've been keeping up with the whole chancellor aspect, and that's a conversation within itself for sure. But I must say, I am quite excited to have a guest that I have been going out of my way to make sure I could get here on the Chatham County Roundup. So ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome the mayor of the big city of Pittsburgh, North Carolina, Miss Cindy Perry. Cindy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Aaron.
Well, let's get right to it. So there's some good things about being a mayor, and there's some not so good things about being a mayor at times. But last night, you got to experience one of the wonderful aspects of being mayor. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, at last night's board meeting, we honored the memory of a dear person in Pittsburgh, Archie LaVon Cross. And Archie Cross had become a fixture around town in his wheelchair, and could have been a very sad feature for folks, but no, Archie had a joy about him. He had a smile on his face for everyone. He had blessings to give, and he was just an absolutely wonderful person.
Now, I'm going to brag because everything you said was accurate, and Archie Cross is also my cousin.
Well,
and so it's, I'm very happy to hear you say that, and he was exactly all those things. And thank you for recognizing him, and I know how the family appreciates it very much, all right?
We had a resolution, and the board voted unanimously to honor him in this way, and it's one of those wonderful things about being mayor. There are some not-so-wonderful things, like the potholes and the lights shining in the windows from the ball field at night and things like that. But for the most part, the birthday parties, I've gotten to be the hostess of two 100-year birthday parties in Chatham County
in the
Pittsburgh area since I became mayor.
Every fixed pothole is a good day,
oh,
right?
That's true. That's true.
So one area that I knew that I want to talk about that a lot of people want to hear about that's happening in the town of Pittsburgh is there's this thing called Chatham Park that's bringing about some incredible array of new businesses. Can you tell us about Chatham Park and what's coming?
About 7 or 8 years ago, Chatham Park started buying land around Pittsburgh. And so there's almost a half moon or crescent moon around the east side of Pittsburgh, which is the 7,200 acres that comprise Chatham Park development. It is a what they call a live, work, and play development, so that there are going to be 22 residential units, 22 million square feet of commercial and industrial space, clean tech industries are what we're trying to get in there. And so it has the potential of giving us 60,000 new residents within the next 30 years. Of course, the build-out on this is 30 to 40, maybe even 50 years, depending on the economy. But it offers an array of different kinds of lifestyles. It is going to bring some very important jobs to Pittsburgh, and that's one reason that I have supported it in the way that I do. When I first came to Pittsburgh back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, about 85% of our people were driving out of town every day to go to work, either in RTP or Chapel Hill. And now it's down to 65%. If we get these clean tech jobs and the kind of response from big tech industries that will be looking to move to a gentle and sweet community Pittsburgh, then we'll be able to really employ our own base, and that will be a tremendous asset.
65% is still such a significant number of people who live in and commute out of. And I know, I mean, you mentioned green technology a couple of times in there, how important environmental goals and mitigating climate change are, not just in general, but as a value for us here locally and for Pittsburgh. And just being able to cut down on the travel time for so many people is going to be, I'm sure, a huge part of that long-term goal.
And when Chatham County did an inventory for their climate change committee, they discovered that 70-some-odd% of the carbon footprint is caused by people driving cars and commuting out of the county. One of the absolute pleasures of my term as mayor has been to attend the climate change conference in Chicago 2 years ago, and it was a real eye-opener. I must tell you that when I first ran for office, I thought, what can we do here in Pittsburgh? For sure, New York and Los Angeles and Chicago could do things, but what could we do in Pittsburgh? And I was astounded that they looked to small communities like ours that could really make an impact. And so we've been trying to introduce ideas, and the county has a climate change committee, and we have a representative on there ourselves.
What are some of the things that small communities can do?
Well, we're working on plastic bags at the grocery stores. We're working on switching over street lights to LED. The Duke Power's working with us, and all the new street lights that are going in are LED. Although there's a really lovely, warm feeling about those amber lights that are up there, they consume twice as much energy as the LEDs. And we should see our Duke Power bill diminished in such a way that we'll be able to pay for those lights in probably 5 years.
And Chatham did, I mean, during the Solarize initiative a few years ago, Chatham was definitely one of the prominent counties that really stepped up and stepped to the mic, so to speak, and really embraced the Chatham the Solarize initiative.
Absolutely, and that was a really long time ago, because 30 years ago, there was a small group of people. Bill Dow was one of them, trying to remember the other people who were involved in it. And we all gathered together and made solar units that could stick on the outside of your house and things that that were much more energy friendly. And this was long before it became a headline.
You had mentioned while we were talking that one of the mayors here in the area, you went to new mayor's school with. What is a new mayor's school, and why does a mayor need to go to a new mayor's school?
Well, you know, getting elected is just the first part of the task. The Pam Heminger and I were both elected in 3 years ago. She for the first time and me for the first time. And so we met at New Mayor's School, which is put on as a joint project by the League of Municipalities and the School of Government here in Chapel Hill. And they teach us about budget. They teach us about proper demeanor during meetings, everything from Robert's Rules to the kinds of issues that we might come across as far as difficulties within the context of a meeting. Infrastructure, that is the biggest thing that I have had to tackle. You know, I thought, because I was a real estate attorney for 25 years in the community, I thought that I could really make a great contribution to a community that was getting ready to grow so vastly. Well, I should have really had an engineering degree, because the water and the sewer and the sidewalks and the stormwater and the infrastructure issues are far the greatest of importance in our community right now.
Were you more confident after you got out of that, or less confident?
I was excited.
Okay.
and I felt more confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you find? It used to, when I was a young child before I moved away from here, it seemed like Carville, Chapel Hill, Pittsburgh, Hillsborough were all separate entities. But now, over time, there's a meshing. So how have you seen that grow? And then what is the relationship with the meshing of the local mayors that you all share?
Well, of course, Pam and I have been trying to get together for the last 3 years. When we left New Mayor's School, we said, oh, we're going to go and have lunch, or we're going to do this or that. what we have been able to do is to have a meeting of the minds on water quality issues. Pam is very strong on the idea that out of the Haw River, we are experiencing, because we're the first community, Pittsboro is the first community south of the big industrial communities of Greensboro and Burlington, we're the first community that actually drinks out of the Haw River. Pam has been following all of that, and she recognizes that we have a tremendous amount to do looking at water as a resource, looking at the concept of one water, which she's really leading the way on. Tom Stevens up in Hillsboro, I've gotten to know a little bit. But, you know, we used to, you're right, Aaron, we used to live in our own silos, and now we're finding that the interconnectivity of infrastructure and certainly on the water issue is a very important thing.
And that's going to get to be more and more of an issue as Chatham Park comes in, right? And the town's population expands. What's going to be the impact of getting back to Chatham Park on not just the local community, but local businesses? I know we've got local businesses who've got to be simultaneously excited and apprehensive about, oh, we've got these new businesses coming in as possible competition and these new residents coming in as possible customers.
Well, you know, I like to think that Chatham Park's founders saw that there was something special in Pittsboro, mm-hmm. and that they chose us for a reason, not just the fact that there was some vacant land to our east, but that we were a very special, very quirky, very interesting community, and with a huge interest in arts and drama and antiques and it's just a really charming community. And I think that was part of what they saw. Now they'll be supplying the new commercial endeavors. They'll be having the restaurants and the movie theater, and we're even looking forward to a hotel in the Mosaic section of the community.
A hotel in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, we don't quite have the rooftops yet to justify it, but because of the potential growth, they're viewing it as a pretty safe bet to go ahead and attract a Hampton Inn or one of those middle-level hotels like that. But so the trick is going to be, how can we continue to preserve the quaintness and the cuteness of Pittsburgh?
That's going to be my next question.
Yeah, when we've got all these glamorous, high-dollar, you know, brand-new stores. The American society has a tendency to leave old shopping centers behind and go to the new ones. And so there is, as you said, a lot of trepidation and fear here with the merchants downtown. But they have banded together into the PBA, Pittsboro Business Association. We have a very strong Main Street group that are working to continue that that really unique aspect of Pittsboro and to market it as a go-to location when all the residents come to Chatham Park. And we think that they'll enjoy coming to Pittsboro. There'll be a trolley car that will provide...
I didn't know about the trolley cars. First I'm hearing breaking news on WCH.
There'll
be a trolley car in Pittsboro.
And it will come from the Chatham Park subdivision and down into the community and offer just another piece of quaintness.
Okay, while I have the mayor on, can we get one of those beer carts? Have you seen those in downtown Raleigh where people ride
and drink the trolley pubs?
Can we get one of those in Pittsboro, please?
I heard about that. And everybody pedals, right?
That's right, right. Well, we're petitioning you because you're the mayor. You can make it happen, right?
No, not necessarily. And that's probably one of the frustrating things, is that it takes so long to get anything done. I used to think that being an attorney... the wheels of justice ground very slowly. But I must tell you that they grind even more slowly when it comes to municipal government. It's taken me 3 years to get three benches placed along the sidewalk out East Street.
I like those benches, too. Very nice.
But you got them in, right?
Well, yeah. We did get them in.
Yeah.
And we got a lovely contribution of each bench from the business in which they are in front. And we also got a lovely contribution of the concrete from the local concrete company, Chandler, I don't mind saying, which they supplied the pad on which the benches are put.
Well, I'm throwing my hat in the ring for the beer pedal bar trolley thing happening by 2020.
There you go.
Will you come back and see us?
I'd love to.
Awesome. Again, this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. WeaverStreetRealty.com to find more on them, and head to the AaronKeckShow.com to get the full archive from the Chatham County Roundup. Aaron Hall, Mayor Cindy Perry, thank you so much for being with us
today. Thank you, Aaron Keck.
It was a pleasure, Aaron.